Jess in with you this morning. It's been a couple of weeks, but New England MP Barnaby Joyce joins me on the line. Barnaby, how are you doing this morning?
I'm going well, Jess, and good morning to the other Hunter. It's great to be back on the road and working as hard as we can after 2 weeks in Canberra.
Fantastic stuff. Now, Barnaby, let's start this morning by talking about China. Certainly a lot of tension still there between us and them and trade.
Yeah, and it really does attach to the Hunter Valley. If you look at beef exports, if you look at coal exports, you know, probably the two big ones for the Upper Hunter, they're going to be affected by the vague nature and the erratic nature of China's engagement currently with Australia. They basically seem to have put aside any trade agreement and are now working on, have you upset China in what you've said? If you have, we're going to upset what we buy off you. Now, to be honest, we've got to kind of stick to our guns because it's called us living in a democracy and having freedom of speech. And if you put that aside, well, for a price, then you're on a very slippery slope indeed.
What do we do about China, Barnaby?
We broaden our economic base to the people we sell to. And if you've got one big client in any business, you've got one big problem.
Mm.
The first thing they teach you in accountancy, don't have one big accountancy client because if they leave, you're broke. And, of course, if you have one big coal client or one big beef client, and if they left, it affects your whole business plan. We're in a tenuous position. So we've got to develop our Vietnam markets. We've got to develop our Indonesian markets. We've got to continue to develop our markets that have stuck with us, such as Korea and Japan. You know, we've got to keep working with China and make sure we sort it out. But at the same breath, we've got to make sure we're developing the Indian market. India is a country about the same size as China, and as it economically grows, obviously not at the pace that China has, but at a strong pace nonetheless, we've got to make sure that we're well and truly tapped into that market.
Yeah. I guess, if anything, you know, this COVID-19 pandemic and what's happened with these tensions with China over the last couple of months has taught us, you know, the value of our product and the fact that we do need to either, you know, sell more of it here down under or find other trading partners and don't rely on, you know, just one big country for a partner to get our product to.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, let's imagine we just sold all our product to China and they said, well, they'd know how to do you over because that's how I say. We're actually going to change the price because we're your only client, and if you don't sell to us, you go broke. So they're business people, and they know how to basically screw a deal out of someone. And the only way you get a good deal, like an auction, you just don't want one buyer to turn up. You want a range to turn up, and that way you get an honesty in your price. And with the growing population, with the world towards 2050 heading off towards 10 billion people, they've got to be fed, and they've got to be able to have a power source that keeps them going. Remember, I read a report on India the other day. Half a billion people, 500 million people, don't use electricity. They just use random fuel sources like wood, dung, and 500 million people is a lot of people, and they want to turn on their toaster like anybody else in the future. So 300 million people have nothing but rudimentary fuel sources such as wood. So there's our market. We've got to work out how to tap it.
Yeah. Now, it's great to see some COVID-19 restrictions easing, some borders opening between New South Wales and Victoria, and slowly but surely with Queensland as well. It's only Sydney and Victoria who are locked out.
Yeah, there's connections even between the thoroughbred industry and COVID. You notice the crowd that wasn't there at the Melbourne Cup. Well, that's not a good sign. I mean, totes making a lot of money, but you need a vibrant industry that has the colour and movement for its continual advancement. If people don't turn up for the races, then you've got a chance that in the future they lose interest in the races. They lose interest in the races, people are going to lose interest in thoroughbred horses. And so all these things are important, and we've got to get the economy up and running again. We can't have an economy that runs on government subsidies, because government subsidies are borrowed. And guess what? A lot of it may be borrowed from China. You're getting your feet back on the sticky paper. And these people are not giving you the money. They're not saying, oh, here, Australia, we've got a heap of money. And we've got, no, just keep it. Don't worry about paying it back. No, they lend it to you. And they say, at a time in the future, I may want my money back. And in between there and now, you will pay the interest rate. And if the interest rates go up, you will pay me more interest.
Mm. got to be learning to live with this virus, not, you know, pretend, or well, not, you know, think that it's everywhere. It could be, but we need to get on with things until we have some sort of vaccine. Apparently, the government has made a couple more deals with regard to a vaccine.
Yeah. Well, there's probably three types of processes. There's the Oxford University process, and, you know, it's showed a lot of promises, but it's got a few problems at the moment. University of Queensland doing a good job with, I think they're working closely with, it might be CSL, and America's got a different, another approach as well. They're all using, without going into the, sort of the science of it all, they've all got a different mechanism of developing the vaccine, and some are using a sort of a new avant-garde approach that hasn't been tested before, but showed promise in theory, and that's the Oxford approach. But University of Queensland are using the generic process that we use for other vaccines, for other viruses.
Yeah. Well, fingers crossed we have a vaccine sometime in the near, not too distant future. Barnaby, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Always a pleasure, and good morning, Upper Hunter, and can't wait to get back down there.